The final shiur on the Inyan. So once again, I want to just begin by thanking Michelle and Shlomo for opening the home. And it's never easy, especially late at night during the week. And Bez Hashem, when people let Hashem's Baruch in the house and allow Torah and Shiurim to be in the house, then Hashem's Baruch welcomes them into His home, Yeshem the Beis HaMikdash. See, in my house we say that men can never find anything. That's what my wife always says. That only the women can find things. But I see here, it's already... Shalom is alright. So we're on page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Let's try this as quickly as possible. It's late. Kuf Ayin Aleph. There's Kuf Ayin Aleph. That's the Torah that we were learning last week is from a Chaim Friedlander. Sefer Sifsei Chaim. We were talking about on a very practical level, the major obstacle that we have in really changing ourselves in this union of being done with Kaf Sfus that we've been talking about throughout the year. The problem is that on the one hand, the Torah expects us to be very, very honest with ourselves, very open and honest about our faults, our mistakes, and to not to, God forbid, become depressed or worried, but to work on things and to improve ourselves and to notice things that are wrong, to take note of the problems in our lives with who we are. On the other hand, the same Torah comes along and tells each and every one of us that whenever we see another Jew doing something wrong, or we see faults in another person, everything should be gevaldik and to try to over, you know, whatever it means to be down the kaf schus and to try to be malam schus, well, make up excuses and explanations and to rationalize and to justify. If we could do the same thing for ourselves, it would be a terrible, terrible thing, because we'd live a life of a delusion. But yet, when it comes to how we look at other people, Hashem wants us to have delusions. And He wants us to look at people in such a way, in a rosy way. So, we have a problem with that. How do you turn yourself on and off? Either you're a certain type, either you're negative, or you're positive. Positive people have the tendency to see things in a positive way. It's a natural natia, they have a natural inclination to look at life in a positive way. They try to see good in things and good in people. People who are chas v'shalom more negative, so the natiya is to find faults and to see problems, whether it's looking at themselves, looking at other people and so on. They're just negative. So how does one overcome this? So this entire teaching of Chaim Friedlander is really a husband explanation of a teaching of the great Baal Musar, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zecher Tzaddik of Kosher Bracha. And Rabbi Yisrael, this is what we're up to on Kufayin Aleph, we have to move at a quick pace. Rabbi Yisrael said that there are two koiches that we have. One is koich haseichel and koich hispalus. Koich haseichel, the power of the intellect, of the mind, of the brain. And the koich hispalus is more emotional. Hispalus, hisrachus, we spoke about the person who feels that he or she loves somebody. There's a hispalus, there's an excitement, there's an emotional awareness, an awakening. There's a very big chilek between these two koiches, a very big difference. The koich haseichel, by nature, probes and investigates and covers all different areas. Remember, thinks about all different corners and possibilities. The seichel is constantly trying to investigate every single aspect of an inyan. That's the nature of the seichel. On the other hand, the koich of hispailus is just the opposite. The nature of a person who's mispoil is to see that particular instant under a magnifying glass and to focus on that emotion, and nothing else exists at that time, at that moment. Everything else disappears. It's just that little, as he said, that little keta, that little paragraph of your life, and with the and what is hispailus? Hispailus takes that moment and magnifies it, and it takes over your whole life. You don't even notice other things that are going on in your life. You don't pay attention. Nothing else is important. When a person has the hispailus, all that's important, all that's meaningful, is that. And the same way that you would use, when you use the magnifying glass on a page, it enlarges the thing that you're looking at, but everything else you can't see. You don't see the bigger picture. Seichel is the bigger picture. Hispailus, hisrachus, emotional excitement, and so on, it just zooms in, it zeroes in on a tiny little piece of your life at that moment, but that tiny little piece fills your entire being. Now, this is where we're up to. Now, what Avdei Hashem, what servants of Hashem need to learn how to do during the course of their lives is how to use the koach haseichel, how to use the intellect to come to his spiralis, to come to his rachis. Of course, that's not only in Muslim, that's in Chabad, it's a very, very big Indian in Torah. And when a person becomes more misragel, becomes more in the habit of exercising discernment with what to focus on with his seichel and how to translate them to his spiralis, then he's able to make choices about what you notice and what you don't notice, what you're misspoiled from and what you're not misspoiled from. But let's learn. We're on page Kuf Ayin Aleph. Dugin l'kayach haspailus. Let's move quickly. An example of this koach of haspailus, of the srachus, of the excitement. Adam koach. So a person is angry. Madua, one of the favorite forms of haspailus is anger. Haspailus doesn't mean something positive. Haspailus means bechlal, to get very, very excited, emotional about something. It could be, God forbid, something which is negative. So kas, anger. Dugin l'kayach haspailus, adam koach. Madua. Why is that? Usually somebody insulted you, somebody hurt your feelings, and your feelings become very agitated, and you misfall, and you become very excited. Usually when someone's watching from the side and it was a spectator, he might agree that it wasn't nice and the person hurt you, but he doesn't understand why steam is coming out of your ears and you're fuming and foaming and like you're losing it. Did it ever happen to you? Maybe it's probably also nice. It probably never happened to you. But it may be you experience such a thing where you'll see a parent someplace like giving a mishaberach to a kid, yelling at a kid. And you think, this is it wasn't a big deal what the kid did. You really have to be more patient and more understanding. And while you're noticing this, your kid pulls at your dress and you say, quiet, I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on. And you go, this is not nice. It's really not nice. You should be patient with your child, right? So a person who's watching, Minatsarad, he says, when someone's watching this, even though they saw, the person said that, it's not nice and whatever, but they don't have that espiralis. They don't see, why are you going crazy? So, why are you getting so angry? True, what the guy did wasn't nice. He insulted you, it wasn't nice. You don't have to get so upset just because the kid's crying a little bit in the store and pulled down a couple of things from the shelf. You think so? What are you getting so upset? You know what it means when you're angry. When you lose your temper, it's like you have a magnifying glass. And what is anger? You have a magnifying glass on this Indian that the person said that hurt you or the kid got you upset, whatever it might be. And it becomes huge. Everything else disappears, and all you see staring at you is this insult, is this Indian that came up in your life to upset you. To the point that a person would even hurt himself, God forbid. Hein hazek rochim, spiritually, emotionally, to hurt himself. Most sorrows, most anguish, most agnes nefesh, most misery in the world is as a result of this magnifying glass, of this kind of hispilus. And even, God forbid, hein hazek embashment, even to hurt oneself physically, chas v'shalom. Kevin shehifilus koach hispilus, rak b'nekuda achas. Because the koach of hispilus, it focuses on this one Indian, and the Indian seems to be so big and so overwhelming, it takes over everything. Akadekach, that you're prepared to say things that are crazy, and to hurt yourself, or to hurt someone else that's a good person, even though a person might have said the wrong thing, made a mistake. You might insult the person in a work situation, God forbid someone will hit somebody. And he didn't use his seichel. Seichel would go over the entire Indian, right? If a person has seichel, if a person has his seichel, so then he thinks about all the different akudas, about what happened and what was said and what's the significance of it. Does it really mean this? Does it really mean that? That's in this seichel. In Meila Shara Kreifas Vashikulam, he says, you didn't check the other sides. No other considerations that play into his life at that moment. and he doesn't think of any other side of the whole Indian. I remember when I was a kid, I was watching the baseball game. It was like a serious part of the season, at the end of the season, and one of the most chashuv ball players, like a guy that was getting even then millions of dollars, you know, this is like 35 years ago, and he struck out at a very crucial time. You know what that means, right? To strike out. So he struck out, and he went and he punched with his hand. He punched the water cooler. He punched it, like smashed the whole water cooler in the dugout. And then they had to take him away and had to bandage him up, and he was finished. He couldn't play in the playoffs or the World Series. And he was like the most important player. This is the most important part of his life. He's living his whole life to come to this moment. And like he struck out, he punched the water cooler. His hand was like in a cast for the next 3 months or something. It's crazy. If a person would have seichel, you know, so you strike out one time, but there are like 5, 6, maybe 7 games left, and you know, your whole career, but that's what happens. So Chazal Masachim, listen to this amazing thing. And if we had time, we'd talk much more about this particular story. This time of the year, we talk a lot about Rabbi Akiva. We spoke about Rabbi Akiva last week also. So Chazal tells us the Gemara of Adazar. I hope this doesn't upset any of you, because I know many of you probably think that Rabbi Akiva was married to Rachel Bas Kabel Savur, and that was the love of his life, and he never married again. But that's not true. He married after Rachel Bas Kabel Savur passed away. So I just want to break you gently into that. So Chazal Masachim al Agadlus Rabbi Akiva, Shayochel Lishlot Lekavin Eskorak Es Pilus Bosar Eis Lafikim Shom. Chazal are unbelievably impressed with Rabbi Akiva that he was able to have his spilus. He was able to get excited and to feel emotionally awakened over different things at the same time. Which, if you try that, is a very hard thing to do. You can only be excited by one thing at one time. It's very hard to do that. So listen, Kasha Rabbi Akiva Raz Eishes Tonus Rappus Harasha. Now Tonus Rappus was an extremely destructive person. Was involved in the terrible Churban after the Churban Ezer Mikdash. Tonus Rappus Harasha goes down in our history as one of the least popular people that ever lived. Now, in the end, Rabbi Akiva married the wife of Tonus Rappus. And how could that be? So when he first met, when Rabbi Akiva saw the wife in front of him, she was supposed to be unbelievably beautiful. When he saw her, so Yarak, he spat. He spat. He's nail chiyin. He gave a spit. Bacha, he cried. His sohak, and he laughed. All at the same time. Yarak, the Gemara says, Kevin shabam mikita surucha. Yarok means that he gave a spit on the floor because everybody was so impressed and overwhelmed by her beauty, and he spat to say, so she's no different. She comes just like every human being from the same humble beginnings of that putrid drop. Bacha, why did he cry? Al yofya, on her beauty, she'osed lehivolos badamba, on such beauty, which is the opposite thought. Yarok spitting was stupid, the whole thing, beauty, it's narishkeit, right? And he spat. At the same moment, he cried because his beauty is usid lehivolos batam, is going to end up buried under the ground. It's going to end up in the earth. And sahak, and he laughed. Kevin shiro beruach kodesh, because he saw with his ruach hakodesh, sha'asida lezgaya, that she is in the future going to convert, ulihinose lo, and she's going to be married to him. Which is exactly what happened. And all of this was at one time. These emotions. This is spineless. A hispilus like that cannot be without Seichel being in charge. Can't be. So he explains. Rock Bacha the Sahak, he spat, he cried, and he laughed. Hem Kaichas, his spilus shown him. These are different types of hispilus, of excitement, of emotions. Hanovim Mishloshe Hageshim Shon, they come from three different types of emotions. Ulam Rabbi Akiva, however. Rabbi Akiva Kshara also. When Rabbi Akiva saw, when he met the wife of Tonus Rappus. So it wasn't like all of us, it was just victims of things. Like when you get angry, you say, listen, I'm really sorry, it wasn't me. You know, I lost myself, it wasn't me. I, I'm a really nice person, I never would talk that way, I never would have said that to you, it was somebody else, I know what happened, something took over. That was what you're saying is, I lost my mind, it wasn't safe, I was nuts. Now when Rabbi Akiva, things don't happen to Rabbi Akiva that way. Rabbi Akiva, k'sharol, so hif'il es koach es pilus, he initiated, he set into motion this, these, the koach of his pilus, Lomikoch hergish. It wasn't something that just came over him like you and I. We have moods and we get angry. Something hits us and then we go nuts. It was lomikoch hergish. Elai de haseichel. It's with seichel. And only with seichel is a person able to see everything from all of its sides, which is exactly what Rabbi Akiva saw from all sides. Rabbi Akiva was the balabayas. He was in charge. He was in control over what he's going to be misspoiled, what he's going to be excited about. And therefore he says, on the one hand, he was crying. He spat. And from another perspective, that he was looking at all aspects of this mitzvah called the wife of Tonus Rokas, he laughed. Omnam, the derech klal, usually, hergish, or haregish, humapech, kufayim beis, humachalos korach hispailos. Usually, what causes excitement, what causes hispailos? An emotional response, an emotional reaction. And when that happens, then you have the magnifying glass. Because you're just a victim of some emotion that takes over your life, and all you experience is that particular, that one tiny little piece of reality. So usually when you see something that makes you happy, so then that simcha takes over completely. It's an amazing thing that the Baal Tanya spoke about it very often. That when it's, even if it's someone that normally, like, you're not so excited about them, you might even have tinyus about this person. But let's say you're making a simcha, you're making a chasna, you're making a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you're a simcha. Then the Baal Tanya says that your simcha, everybody's like good. You like everybody. You could see good in everybody. You said, we've had some problems between us, but you know that you're really my friend and I love you. Make a lechaim. It's gevaldik. When a person comes in to have good news that they had a baby or something, Bez Hashem. So everybody, there's no walls. The person is completely besimcha, and he sees everything through that hispailus, which he's now in what mode? It's like you press the button, simcha, and when he's in the simcha mode, everything is mesameach. Everything is good, everything is part of his simcha. And therefore the person doesn't use seichel. Can you imagine if a person standing under the chuppah and it was all with seichel, so the person would also laugh and would cry. He would laugh, he would be happy, because he's getting married, he loves this person, and it's beautiful. But then he would think, what's the big deal with this life? We're all going to die and end up in the ground. So then you start crying. So you see the Rabbi Akiva covered every single area with his seichel, and his spineless was a response that he brought upon himself by thoroughly investigating the different sides of the experience that was before him. So that's what he's saying. At a time when you're filled with simcha, that you don't think of something that's not so much misamech. That in every simcha there's something that's not 100%, but it doesn't get to you. You're okay. I mean, there are some people that they can't even have a simcha. But usually, simcha fills a person up completely, and it doesn't know all these different things. It's not misamech. Because your hispailus is what takes over you, not your seichel. I mean, your hispailus takes over. When the excitement takes over, so then it only sees it with a magnifying glass, and it only sees that one reality, and everything else disappears, and that completely fills the page. So you don't think of anything else, you don't even remember anything else. Omnam, however. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Salant is explaining that there are certain things that we don't even notice that subconsciously bring about a certain hispailus. Listen. So he says like this: Kain gam bepnimius nefesh adam umachbo era, asher hakoyches hamishroshim ba. So too, he says, in the pnimius, in the inner soul, in the inner heart of a person, hidden in the person, there are the asher hakoyches hamishroshim ba, where the koyches of a person are found, are the root of the koyches are there. He explains: koyches hanefesh hamishroshim ba adam mitach l'safa hakar. The koyches and nefesh that we have are the roots of the koyches and nefesh are subconscious. that beneath what we're aware of in a conscious way. Oh, kadosh, I go from Yisrael Salanta. Laosam kochos nefesh, kochos kehin. The word keha means dim, hidden. Hem kochos nefesh, apiil abadam, sheinu moda lahem. There are certain things that are going on inside of our souls that we're not aware of intellectually. We don't know of cognitively. Lumas kochos habirurim. On the other hand, there are certain kochos that are called berurim, that we know, that we feel, that we're aware of. Shem kochos she'adam mafilo samitzurach yudis, that a person knows and he uses in his life. Hey mahatzir machazokim eshaleim tiso delas maasei ha'adam umavaya, which means kemosha hadelas, he explains, just like a door. Rabbi Sosalan explains that just like a door, hasoveves al hatzir, that if the door turns on its on the hinges, not the hinges, what's it called, the you know what I mean. Kak maasei ha'adam utkuvosov. Of course, modern psychology has put in a tremendous amount of effort in trying to understand these kaifas that are working in a hidden way inside of a person, which Rabbi Salanta explained a long time ago, that many of the actions of a person and his attitudes about different things are all seivim opolim, are all revolving upon those hidden kaifas and efforts. The hidden cracks enough that he's not even aware of. Kirkas kehim she'en empolim lefi bekarasas seichel ritzoni. These are kirkas that you don't even know of intellectually. If a person sometimes in therapy, a person talks to that tzaddik or a mekubal says this about you, and you begin to think, then you could start to work it through with your seichel and to understand it. But on your own, just growing up, you don't even know about these kirkas. You don't even know about these things that are inside of you. So therefore, you never ever think about these things intellectually with your mind and work them through. They're on automatic. They just work that way. That's why really, if it's done in a proper and in a holy way, you know, if therapy is done in a proper and holy way with a person who's a Yirei Shamayim, it's the most unbelievable thing. I mean, it can be very painful, of course, but it's also very, very wonderful, because a person for the first time in his or her life has the opportunity to actually think about who he or she is. It's an amazing thing. Kafisha Omer Chazal, Ayin Roa Vahalev Chomet Vaguf Oses Arveus. So Rashi says that the eye will see something, and the heart wants something, and the body goes and does an aveira. Kodum shemaspik lahavias mabatot tachas bikar zaseichel. The person doesn't even have time. The person doesn't even consider with his seichel, should I do this, should I not do this? Should I feel this way about this? Should I get excited about what I'm looking at? Is this something that I should get excited about? We don't even do that. There are these things inside of us that automatically, it's like a button, it clicks on and you're excited. You're angry, you're excited, you're whatever it might be. Riyas ha'ayin mafilas kolach ha'taiva. Just by seeing something, the person has this desire. And ha'lev chamedu borer, the heart begins to burn with a desire. V'atotzah shaguf oises ha'veir. Then the result is that the body does something. It's almost like you're not even a part of it. It's like a zombie. The way the Gemara is talking is like, it's not even like you made a choice. The eye sees, the heart wants, and the body does. Where were you in all of this? Where was your bechir? Where was your choice? There are certain things that are just working inside that a person sometimes becomes like a passive spectator to his own life. Gam shoma tenuach kolach espayim l'slahag v'kolach elchad ada sheyesu akarekes nidachim l'ufanav v'kimad nechubim heima. So he explains. Gam kolach espayim l'slahag v'nefesh adam. So too, what causes one person to get very excited and another person over the same thing is not misspoiled at all? Two people have different things that by nature there's a certain thing that this person gets excited about and another person doesn't get excited about. These are all coming from certain kaychas and efforts that are hidden inside a person. If a person were able to use his seichel and were able to understand these kaychas and efforts inside of him, he would be able to make a choice, a rational, conscious decision to focus on a certain karech and nefesh, and to be misfold. And then he would be able to what? To cause a different kind of a spiralis, and as a result of that, his spiralis, that excitement, nothing else would exist. In other words, putting it very simply, coming back to the Indian of being Dalai Kaf Sus, which he's going to continue with. So we asked at the beginning, how is it possible, Chaim Friedlander asked, how is it possible that when it comes to faults of one's own faults, the Torah says you have to think about it and consider it and go over all the different things that are wrong inside of you and to try to correct it, you know, in a good and healthy way. You have to be honest with yourself and to notice and to pay note to all the problems, to all the deficiencies, all the good points, all the bad points. That's something which is obviously very much connected to Seichel. However, when it comes to somebody else that you see doing something wrong or with problems, and it might be identical to your own problem, so there the Torah says, no. Don't go over it in your Seichel and work through all the problem like you did with yourself. But instead, there's a possibility for a person to use it, to use the focus on this, Kayach and his spilus, that a person has such, we'll see in a moment, he explains, that a person is able to focus on the good in another human being, and when he's misspoiled from the good in a person, when he's misspoiled from that good in somebody, then the same way when you misspoil from anything, you don't see all the other sides. You don't see the other sides, you don't see what's negative. You don't see what's negative. Look how it is with your own child. With your own child, the way it is with one's own children, it never ceases to amaze me. Even last night we had Baruch Hashem, a simcha, and my mother, you know, my mother, she should live and be well. She can't see anything, you know, bad like in her children in such a way that it's not b'dach hateva. Because I always feel it's like such a glaring, obvious thing, like, not my sister, she's a big tzaddikus, but in me. And my mother just, because her spiral, it's never a question, it's not any new seichel, because my mother would stop and would actually work this out with seichel, the way that she always thinks about how she's not like this, and she should be better. If she would think about her son like that, she would come up with a much, much, much longer list than she has about her own problems. She would come up about me, but it's never that, because there's such a spiralist over whatever, you know, she loves about her child, that the spiralist is so unbelievable that the Those things that are lacking, then you don't see them, because when you look under somebody with that magnifying glass, and the tayyif is so strong under the magnifying glass, then all the other things don't make a difference. Because remember, the rule is that when there's excitement, when there's a spiralis over something, then everything else disappears. The seichel works through every single detail. So the Torah is telling us that there are times that you have to use your seichel this way, and that there are times that not to use the seichel, or that the seichel instructs you that at this moment the yesod here is his spilus, not sichlius, it's his spilus. So he explains. Lezos, therefore, ein lispolei, we're at the bottom paragraph on Kuf Ayin Beis. Ein lispolei al hamizgol al b'nei gilo, im godel chesroneisa v'kitnus ercho eich niyosa. So he explains, sometimes you see a guy, there's much less often with girls, but more often with guys. You have a guy that, like, he holds himself to be like the Rosh Kovanet, like the Gadol HaDor. Like, he's such a chosh of a person. And you see, like, in any basketball game, and, you know, like, even with little kids, like, you know, in every basketball court, there's like the king of the court or the king of the playground. And, you know, it's like a certain feeling of gaiva. And as people get older, it's a little bit more sophisticated, but, you know, it's there. So he says, Almo Adam is God. So you talk about a person that he has so many chesroinus. He has so many things that are wrong with him. And he still feels that he's better, like he's God's gift to the world. Almaata Mailus Yeshlo. Okay, everybody has a couple of Mailus. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Jews are good, so he has some good things to him. But Lumas Golukasunik, he's got a lot more problems than good. So why is this guy feeling so good about himself? Why is he so proud? Why is he so conceited? Why is he such an egomaniac? This is not something that makes sense with seichel, because if he would make a cheshvin, he would have one side, like maybe you have the spelling test, so you fold the paper in half. So on one side, let's say, you'd have pros and cons. And if this guy would be honest, and he uses seichel, on one side you'd have the pros, you'd have two or three items. On the cons, you'd have like a hole, you know, you'd have to go to the next side. There's so many things that are wrong. And still, where's the gaiva? What are you about gaiva? What are you misguided? Where's your gaiva from? Like, you know, you see these athletes or these celebrities, the gaiva is like dripping from them, oozing. all over. They think you a shtickna veila. You're a piece of treif. What do you have a gaiva for what? For what? That the Baruch Shalom made you that your eyes are blue, your teeth are white, or the Baruch Shalom made you that you take balls and throw them into holes or something, so that they're square, that you're a guy, on what? What do you mean, square? Where's the guy from? So he says, Kim Yahamas Odom Shvako, he has spilus. He is by Luso. Lahagbir Kara Shivcha. Lichos Korchis Venoso, Lachabus Kalilum, Hergesh Nashu, which means what? The Korach is by Lus Shirat Sonaliros Beshavachats. No. There's nothing that makes a person more excited than what? Than seeing what's good about himself and being excited about how good he is and being praised and being liked. Because that's whenever there's this by Lus, it's a magnifying glass. So you don't see the chesvan, just like mother doesn't see of me. So a person doesn't see himself, the chesvan, because he wants so badly to be liked, to be loved, to be popular, to be great. So you have a guy that has a million problems, but he sees himself under that magnifying glass of what of the guy and his spirals. The male in a roya vein a mafkin kabbach, so he doesn't see his faults. Gam tayvus hayusun al zulaso mikar vel nafsho the spiluso es chesvan chaver. Not only that, he explains habal gaiver, the conceited person. Milvad, besides Shemadbir as Koach his spilus, Ayvesha Oyd is Shavachatzma. Besides the Balgaiva has this spilus, this excitement because he loves himself and he loves being praised and he wants so much to be liked and so on. Besides that, Kevacharotsulahagulasatzma, because he wants to elevate himself and magnify his own personal greatness, Hugamkin Raitzilis Ranu al Zulasa. He wants to be greater than everybody else. It's no fun if you just if you're the same as everybody, or if other people are greater than you, that's not, when you're not really great. Everybody wants to be the greatest. So what happens? Look what's happening simultaneously. On the one hand, this Balgaiva magnifies his good points, and to the point that he sees himself as being a tzaddik, a kodesh, he's the greatest person in the world, the greatest person in the world. On the other hand, is this natural tendency not to see good in other people, because then you're encroaching upon my kingdom. In other words, the same Balgaiva, his spilus is going to work to see constantly things that are what? That are diminishing other people, that are lowering other people, that are making people not as good as you, not as choshev as you, not as smart as you, not as pretty as you, not as popular as you, not as wealthy as you, whatever it is, not as successful as you. It's all that spilus, the same spilus that wants to lift you up above the world. That part of that spilus is to what? Is to crush everybody else. So this is where you come out that you're on top. It's not seichel. If you think of seichel, it's not a seichel. It's stam's gaiven. You know, you can. There's so many situations like that. You see a person that if a person would compare himself to the other person with seichel, you'd see what this person is unbelievable mindless. Unbelievable mindless. You have like. You know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day. This girl was talking about a certain shidduch, and she had this guy, and the guy sounded like he was a terrific guy. I was thinking, like, you know, marry him. Sounds great. You know, hurry up. Your friends are probably all standing there on the side waiting, you know, for the opportunity. You better marry the guy. He's a good guy. So she told. So I said, what's the problem? So, you know, he wants to marry. Yeah, he's crazy. He wants to marry. I said, no. So why don't you marry him? Probably he's getting engaged. Something. So she said something. I don't want to take up time, enough time on what the chisaron was. That I had to hold myself from falling down. But this is a chisaron. In light of all the amazing things you were telling me about this boy, that's a chisaron? Like, who told you that's like a... What's so bad about that anyway? Like, I didn't see like the... Chisaron, so it came in a conversation that she has some rebbetzin that she talks to, and this rebbetzin said that, you know, if you really, really are yeshivish, this would be terrible. You know, if I would tell you what it was, you wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe it. And like, it's a chisaron. I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. So I said, this is a chisaron? What kind of chisaron is that? What kind of chisaron is a chisaron? And you know what? Even if it is a chisaron, there's so many miles to the boy, that's a kleiner kite. It's not a big thing. It's not. What you told me is not a reflection on a human being. It's a small thing, and nothing that a good wife over the course of 2 or 3 weeks can't take care of. it's not a chashuva thing. The chashuva things of who he is. Those are great. Those are great. And now she's going to call back and check. Yeah, I don't know. But this is. when a person, you know, this is an Indian with this, when there's a spineless from something which is negative, you want to say, like, do you know that this is something that you're not so good in either? You also have this chesaron. You also have this chesaron. It's not a chesaron, but that's what you're focusing on. And because of that, you don't see any of the midas tayyibis. He's a ben Torah, he's kind, he's gentle natured, he's wonderful. And you can't see the bigger picture because there's no seichel. It's just like this is spineless. And you know, and somebody told her that, you know, that your children are not going to come out from the sky to be b'nei Torah, something crazy. Like when it came out, like crazy, crazy stuff. It goes on in categories, and who has to fit into this category, that category, and everything. You know, it comes from such a crazy place. So he says that there's this natural thing in the person that he magnifies his mindless, and he diminishes the other person's mindless. Not only that, he magnifies the other person's chesroinus. What's wrong with the person becomes magnified. That's why the same mother that occasionally loses it with her own kid could stand in the supermarket and see this situation and say, look, this mother's yelling at a kid over such a clinic, it's terrible. And anybody that would be watching would say, oh, are you crazy? You do that all the time. Why? How could you think negatively about that person? But that's what happens with hispilus. Because you want to see yourself greater than the other person. You have this way of crushing the mindless of your friend, putting down. You can't see anything good until you can't even see anything good about this person. So now he has his emotions working in two different directions. On the one hand, his emotions are what? Are magnifying his own greatness. So he uses emotions to put down Milos Chaveiro of Lurus Hesel, Rakis Chesuch. So we asked at the beginning, how's it possible for a person to see in himself, to be honest, to see his chesroinus, what's missing, and in the other person not to see the chesroinus, to only see the good. We do that all the time, just reverse. So obviously it's possible, right? It's obviously possible, because we see our mindless, we see what's good about ourselves, we don't look down upon ourselves for that same thing, and we have this spineless of how wonderful we are, and on the other hand, with that person, the same thing, we put down, we have this spineless that the person's terrible, and we can't even see anything good about that person. Obviously, the same type of behavior, we can't see as great or as terrible. The problem is that it's exactly reversed. We should be using that when it comes to ourselves. There should be this focus and with the seichel and his spilus over faults that need to be worked on. On the other hand, with another person, it's possible that this spilus should be looked tayv, completely good. Uvezeh ha-gaiver meleyes kol batei nafshu shel b'li hergish kol kach higbiris atzmos koch al atzmos koch ha-spilus ha-gaiver tofeses and memalus as kol yeshusa. This gaiva takes over the person completely. With such a spiral, it's belila hargish ibe legamei es amabak vahariyi hanachona amalosev echesvanosev lumas milos chaver. When the person has this spiral that he's upset with this person, or and he loves himself, it takes away his ability to see the entire picture truthfully. Truthfully, he has many chesvanos, and his friend has many wonderful things about him. But all he sees are his wonderful things, and he sees that his friend has nothing good about him. Kei ha'odem, he says, Rav chelu lahagdil l'spailus b'nafshal chesunaisa. Odem shemud l'chesunaisa. A person who knows what's wrong with himself. Mechapes, and immediately sincerely is searching, eich l'shapu l'sakinosam, wants to become a better person and have to correct his faults. Somebody really, really wants to be a better person. Chai behetam l'cheshban nefesh, he lives with a cheshban ha'nefesh. He makes an accounting of his soul. You can't be a yid unless you make a cheshbon nefesh. Not when you're depressed, when you're angry and so on. But to make a cheshbon nefesh. the koach is spilus over eslo b'tzura hafucha. And in that person's life, a person who learns a lot of Torah, learns the Musa, learns Chassidus, and thinks about growing, and wants to change, and doesn't just let moods come over him, and is not just responding to anger or to joy, but is a person that is basically, he works on himself, he's thinking about his life, who he is. So then, Rabbi Solzik says that, then everything can be turned mamish around. What happens is then, Koach is spilus over, so his spilus works mamish in a reversed way. He becomes excited about his own deficiencies, about your own mistakes, problems. You become excited and agitated and upset with yourself. And you want to change it. You want to change it. Because you went through the Yisrael, you made a cheshbon nefesh, and you have a spilus from your faults, from the things, and you, not to destroy yourself, God forbid, but to work on yourself. To the point that you can't see in yourself, you can't really see accurately what's so good about yourself. Right, here's a little bit different between Musa and Chassidus, of course, because Chassidus is a very strong emphasis on seeing good in yourself, and the Musa, you know, it's a little bit misinion, it's not the same. But Rabbi Yisrael is saying that when a person makes a cheshbon nefesh and he has a hispilus from his faults, it's ad kedei kach that he really can't see like why people think that he's so great. He doesn't get it. He can't see like why people praise him so much. He doesn't get it. He Pasha doesn't get it. Because why? Because he makes his cheshbon nefesh, and in his cheshbon nefesh, he has a hispilus in his faults. He gets excited in a bad way. I mean, he gets upset about what's wrong with himself. And he sees these things under the magnifying glass. He sees it under the magnifying glass. Even though the rest of the world sees this person as being a big tzaddik, he sees himself like Moshe Rabbeinu always compared himself to Hashem Yisbarach. You read Moshe Feinstein's introduction to his Sefer Yigas Moshe, and you see how he thought of himself, how he compared himself to his father, and he saw himself as being so unworthy, and his life was, he was so far from who he could be, and from the truth of serving Hashem and being an Eved Hashem. And everybody reads this, says, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, we'd be very proud of our children, if they'd be one millionth of you. And Rabbi Moshe himself was like so hard on himself. Because Rabbi Moshe's, his spineless was the result of his cheshbon nefesh, you understand? He was getracht, he was with cheshbon, it was a seichel. He didn't just respond to life, he was like Rabbi Akiva, with a seichel. And with Rabbi Akiva, then you misspoil from that, and you misspoil. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he made a cheshbon nefesh, and he saw himself with seichel, and therefore he would zero in on his faults, what Rabbi Moshe's faults are, no, whatever that was, and that would be magnified in Rabbi Moshe's eyes. And then when people would say, you're the God of Lador, you're God of Lador, Rabbi Moshe couldn't stand it because he said, you don't even know who I am. You have no idea who I am. You think I'm the God of Lado. And with everybody else, it's just the opposite. Somebody who's an absolute nobody thinks he's the God of Lado. You understand? It's amazing. And it's not, when Ramesh finds what says, would speak that way, it, you know, it's like when the famous Mace, you know, when Natali Rapshus was very funny, you know, he was very funny. So Natali Rapshus, the whole city of Lublin was a big city, every Jew in Lublin was coming back from Tashlich, Rosh Hashanah, was coming back from Tashlich. And the Rebbe Natali Rapshutz, and who was the Rebbe in Lublin? The Chayzer, the Seer of Lublin. And the Natali Rapshutz was running to go to Tashlich. He was known, he used to be late a lot. So the Chayzer saw him, and he says, Naftuli, he liked it. You know, where are you running, Naftuli? Why, everybody's, you going like the other way? Everybody's coming back from Tashlich, and you're going to Tashlich. So he says, I'm going to take the Rebbe's Averis. I want those Averis. But the Rebbe thinks that Averis by me are big mitzvahs. I want to pick those Averis up. So, like, but why? But the Chayzer and these tzaddikim, we read Meisim. You know, when the Chayzer from Lublin, maybe a million stories, but there's no time. The Chayzer from Lublin, when the Vedichva was coming to town, the Vedichva, the Holy Kedusha Zohar was coming to Lublin. So every man, woman, and child in Lublin put on their Shabbos clothing that the Holy Tzaddik Vedichva is coming. Right? There was one person who couldn't leave his room. Guess who? The Chayzer, the Seer of Lublin. You know why? So that same Anatoly Rapshutzer was hiding. And he saw that the Chayzer was crying, and he was davening. He says, Rabbi Yishon Bitzabik, you know that the Vedichva, he has eyes, he sees everything, he knows what I'm a nuvel, a mushkas, he knows that I'm such a low person, I'm so worthless, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed to face the Vedishiva. And if I'm so embarrassed to face a human being, then why aren't I more ashamed in front of you, Hashem? He was crying the whole time, and he was davening, and he was davening, and he was davening. Until Rosh saw this, until finally, the Chayza had to go out and greet the Vedishiva. It wasn't Dar Cheretz, right? And the Vedishiva was now coming. They told him he heard that the Rebbe's coming. So the Chayza put himself together, and he dried off the not fully absorbed. He washed his eyes, and he went out, and he had a big smile. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. But we know from Naftali Rochester that the Chayza was crying for an hour. Who am I to even face the B'ditchva? I'm not even worth looking at him in the face. Could you imagine? Everybody else in town was saying, hey, B'ditchva's here, Gralbe, you know. And the Chayza was... The Chayza had eyes, he looked at himself, and he saw that the inyanim that had to be fixed, and he was misspoiled from that. But the Chayza didn't think for a second that the other Jews shouldn't go to see the B'ditchva. He thought that they're all worthy to go. Only he's not. And we feel bad. We feel like crying. And everyone say, Rabbi, you're the most worthy in the whole city. He saw every other Jew. Because why? He saw Yanko the tailor. And he says, Yanko the tailor every morning prepares hot water in the shul for the people. Wow! And the Chayza has a spineless Yanko the tailor. He makes hot water for the Jews. And he prepares. He gets up an hour early. He gets up at 4 in the morning to put up a hot water for Eden. Ay, his spineless. The Chayza had his spineless from the good in Yanko. But from his own... From his own, he went over with his seichel, and he saw his little, he saw these nakudas, these points, and then he was misspoiled. He had his spineless with his faults, with his problems. And in other Jews, he had his spineless from their good points. He had his spineless. And whenever you misspoil, because we're not going to have time to read the whole thing together, whenever you misspoil, the klal is, you don't see the whole picture. So how is it possible to see good, to see good in another person and not to see his chesedness? So in the end, obviously, he says only when it comes to a person that's making a cheshbon nefesh. If you look at a very, very amazing thing, turn over just on the last page, Kuf Ayin Dalet. The paragraph it says of the Kavanosel Mashakosa be Geris Vav. He brings from Yisrael Salanter. Shabadim Yeshkokas Nefesh Apalim Yitachas Latsafakar. He spoke about these kokos came, could be subconscious kaikas. Veishlumas of kaikas apalim ayde modas adam. There are other things that we're conscious of, we're aware of kaikas burum. Mavar, Shabadim Yachalits of an absol kokos kahim ayde limud machshav vehegel, the meanest tayavis. Yisrael Salanter said an amazing thing. So all of us are now learning this together and we're thinking, I want to be that way. How could I become like the Chayesim of Lim? We want to be like that. We want to be those kind of people. That in ourselves are honest, not to beat up on ourselves, but we're honest and we try to, and we work on ourselves. And in other Jews, we see only good, and we down the cuts, and we don't see bad in them. And if they do something that's wrong, we say, well, because of the background, because of different things, or whatever we learn, we want to be that way. So how do you become that kind of a person? So the Sel Salanta said that it's possible for a person through learning and through thinking and through cheshbon nefesh, and simply from through exercise, it's possible for a person to get used to do what? To get used to something to a point where it's so strong in your life that it enters into the subconscious of who you are. It becomes part of your subconscious. That you begin to naturally respond in accordance to that way that you've chosen for yourself. And he explains. By learning and by trying and making cheshbon nefesh and working in oneself, really, if you go over all the tapes and go over all the shir, myself included, all of us, and we really make a cheshbon nefesh, not just to come out from a whole year talking about the zinyan, have some notes and to say, okay, we heard some things, but really to work on and to go over it, to try to use and to practice some of the things that we spoke about. So then what? Over time, Rabbi Sol Salanter says, it makes a reishim on your subconscious. It affects your subconscious. It seeps into who you are. And they become engraved in you. They become subconscious creches. You adapt new parts to your personality. For instance, in halacha, you see an interesting thing. Now the din is like this. Now you know that in the winter you have to say the same talamot levracha, right? The same talamot. You don't say in the summer. Now after Pesach you say the same bracha. So the din is im amar tishim pa'amim, the same talamot. If you already said 90 times, Saint Alamater, in other words, it was ready, the person will say that is 3 times a day, and 30 days have passed, a month has passed, that means he said the Saint Alamater 90 times. Now the din is like this. A month has already gone by, and this person has already said 90 times the Saint Alamater. Right, in Shemoneh Esrei. And now it's after that. And he said Shemoneh Esrei, and he doesn't remember. He says, Gevalt, I don't know, did I say, maybe I said, you know, that happened to you? Maybe I said the wrong thing. It's, I don't know. You know, maybe I said the same bracha, and I didn't say the same talmud bracha. So what's the din? On the super gemamer, ainot tzarif lachzer. The din is you do not have to go over Shemoneh Esrei. You do not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Kevin shai there chazor v'ashin and tishim pamim, because Chazal estimated. How they know these things is a very amazing thing. But Chazal said that since for a month, 90 times you were drilling, time after time, there were 90 times you said the same talmud. Nistama, subconsciously you said it was Saint Alamata. Even though your mind is thinking, maybe I didn't, you did. You did. Now that's the why, because after drilling, after working on something and repeating it over and over and over again, it became a subconscious part of you. It became embedded in you. Became something which is rooted in who you are. Even without thinking about it. And that's how it is. This is the same way when it comes to all midas. By working on something and reviewing it and studying it and making cheshbon nefesh and practicing it and putting it to use, to mamish force oneself time after time after time to force oneself to be positive and to think good about other people. The Milus Amidus and good, right? Hein Belimit Musa, by learning Musa, Machshogni, and I'm thinking about the Seichel, and going over all sides with your Seichel. I desen the Chnosma, the Varmesel Benasim Ketev, it becomes like second nature to you. Shaparl Avshalabi Madas Adam, and then it's working even in the subconscious way. How maybe yourself off in TV, then naturally you'll be excited about the good in other people, and excited about the things that you have to work on yourself. Musupar al Gomer Bisol Salante. So he tells the Maaser Bisol Salante. He says Shabbalel Shabbos, Kshakova Haor, Friday night when the candle went out, Chazav Baal Peh, he reviewed orally, by heart. He reviewed by heart. Asoris Pamim many times. Almayim Chazal Kolamafsig Mishnoso Machilin Osagach Leirson. Bisol Salante, when Bisol Salante one Friday night when it was dark. He just reviewed, he said over this sentence of Chazal many times. This Chazal means that a person who's learning and he interrupts his learning, he stops his learning, he interrupts his learning, then in the end he's going to be in the next world, they're going to force burning coals down his throat. Whatever that means, it's not a good thing. So Rabbi Sol Salanta went over this many times in the darkness, and it must have been with a tremendous amount of aspirants. So why did he do that? So it says ki hu rotza litzer b'nafsho kreches keim al bitl tar. He wanted to make this so much a part of him, to be so disgusted with the possibility of interrupting one's learning, that it should become part of who he was. She yagish b'nafsho she'ev shor l'shach l'dabar b'nafsho, until it comes to the point that he would think that I feel like it's impossible to talk in the middle of learning, to interrupt my learning, to talk about something else. That's why it's an interesting thing that, you know, things that happen at a time in life when you had a hispilus and there was something exciting, you remember for your whole life. It becomes a part of you. A person can remember every little thing that happened, let's say at a wedding, every little thing that happened, chas v'shalom, at something which was a tragedy. A person can remember, it's like everything is under a magnifying glass, you can see every little thing, and it becomes a part of who you are, a subconscious part of who you are. You have people that want that when they were 50, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, you had a parent that said something, a parent that did something where they saw something in the house. And it's sitting in the subconscious mind with 60, 70, 80 years, they take with them to the grave at 120. And it affects who they are. Ad kidei kach, is it possible for a person to have a spilus from something, when there's something special? That's why when there's a simcha in the family, there's a sham, when there's a chasna, there's a simcha, there's something wonderful. There's so much that can be accomplished on Yom Kippur, when it's a ni'ilah, and a person commits himself or herself to trying to work on certain things, because when the heart is open, when it's a time of strong aspirus, then things can become engraved in who you are and become part of your subconscious and becomes a part of your way of living and of thinking. So I want to end with a tefillah. The page that you have that I gave, that I passed out, that was passed around tonight, I have some more of them if you don't have. Everybody have? You need? I have. We'll send it to me. The way to end everything is with davening. Because davening is that we learned, that we were learning this Indian somewhere here all the time, from here last time. When you daven for something, that's how you kind of, that's you begin to acquire something by davening. Tefillah is the most powerful way of bringing something into your heart. So this is a tefillah from the Holy Tzaddik Rabbi Nosson from Breslov. It's part of a much longer tefillah. You know, Rabbi Nosson has a sefer called Lakutei Tefillahs. It's around 500 pages of tefillahs. Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Nosson, take the Torahs that I taught and make them into tefillahs. Make them daven them. So we have hundreds and hundreds of pages of tefillahs from Nosson Breslov. And Rabbi Nachman taught this as a way of ourselves, learning ourselves how to take things that we learn, and not just to walk away with something intellectual, but to have this pilot that comes with tefillah, to daven to something. So I'm not going to explain, I'm just going to read it together. It's a tefillah, and if you have a chance, you know, I have a whole little sefer. There's an adaptation of that sefer I have, and she will also Libi V'Nafshi, one of the beautiful tefillahs. Ovi Shebashamayim, my Father in Heaven. Terachem Alai, have pity upon me. I'll call Yisrael and all Jews. V'sitem li das shalom tekdush Hashem, help me, grant me a mind that's whole and holy. V'ofen she'ezkel ezdabek b'drachach ha'kedoshim, so that I should be worthy, I should merit to be attached to your holy ways. L'val estakel v'abit al harash al shum by Yisrael shavolam, that I should be like you, and that I should never ever gaze upon and look at the evil of what's wrong with any Jew in the world. I should not think about, look at all upon his actions or his midas that are not good. May I be worthy to judge, give every person the benefit of the doubt, to judge everybody in a good way. To see only the good in every single Jew. Not to look at what's wrong with him at all. Hashem, with your great compassion and your great kindness, Hashem, open the eyes of my seich, open my mind's eyes. Grant me an intelligence that is whole and that is holy. Both in she'ezkel chapes ulevakesh, that I should be a person who's constantly searching and seeking. Limtzay schus v'toyv, to find good things and merits to chol echad nisol, in every single Jew. Afila b'hagaruah shebegurim, even the one who's considered to be the lowest of the low. Ve'ezkel liros rakes atov shebekol echad, to see only the good in each person. Beseechingly ayin yafa, Hashem, grant me to help me to have a good eye. V'toyv. To see everybody in a positive way. And what's good in that person, I should accept in my mind, in my awareness, I should take it completely into myself, what's good about that person. That's what we're learning. And what's negative about that person, what they say, what's going on, or if I see something, I notice something, I should not take it into myself, into my inner self. I shouldn't be misfold from it. I shouldn't pay attention to it. So that I may be good and upright with Hashem and with people. So that I may also find favor in Hashem's eyes and in the eyes of other people. Like we learned in the beginning, the more you see good in other people, the more they see good in you, and the more Hashem judges you in a good way. If you judge other people in a positive way, Hashem judges you that way. Hashem, help me that I should be the kind of a person that I could mamash sit and fabren with any yid. I could sit with any Jew I feel comfortable with. With every Jew I'm happy to be with. L'dabri mohem, be'emes me, atachlis amiti. Mamash any yid. I'm happy to sit with any Jew and talk to him truthfully about what's the true tachlis of our lives. L'kabam in the kudosam hatoyv, and to learn from the good in that person. To receive from what's good in that other person. Well, this oyer of Elohim Hashem, that from that other person, when I see the good in him, I will have his oyers. I will be awakened to return to Hashem. Well, lahar behem in the kudosi hatayva, mid the kudosi hatayva, and Hashem, help me that my good points should awaken and arouse that person to do tshuva, that he should become excited by the good in me. Lahidiyam es kol hatayv anitzpan bi, and help other Jews recognize all the good that's hidden in me. The Kedushas Yisrael, from the holiness of being a Jew, because of course we're Jews. Chus alai, Hashem, have pity on me. Kol od nafshi be, as long as I'm alive. Rachim alai, have rachmanis on me. She'eska mi'ata b'kaychacha, that Hashem, that I should be worthy with your strength to give me strength. La'hagra ta'ira la'ra, that I should strengthen the side of good over the side of evil, of negativity, of darkness. Kim'at min ha'or, because a little bit of light, b'echa ha'be min ha'cheshech, is able to push away much darkness. Al tetsheni, Hashem, don't reject me, don't abandon me. Ba'al tazveni, don't leave me, okay, yishi, God of my salvation. Chusha lezosi, quickly save me, Hashem, shuasi, the God of my salvation. That's a tefillah. That's a tefillah. A tefillah is what a Jew is left with. After everything that you learn, after everything that people learn, the ik is to be misfollow and to work on ourselves. And you know what? Even if we see Bez Hashem a little bit of improvement, a little bit of his katmas, a little bit, it's kedai. It'll make life much better in this world and the next world. And the main reason, of course, that I want to learn this Indian with all of you this year is that I should work on myself and to try and I'm grateful that we could talk about these things and I could be honest and talk about them honestly, because it helps me to work on myself, and that Bez Hashem, if we're simple and we're straightforward and we're honest, we could really see much improvement. So that will be the end of this month. We're not going to have this year in June. Baruch Hashem, I already have three Tuesdays Simchas in June. So we're going to continue working on the Inyan of Midas, Mitzvah Hashem, in September. I mean, you can work all the time, but as far as the Shiurim are concerned, we're going to continue. Also, some people ask me that probably if you put a little bit of pressure on some of the chevron in the shul, the takes will get out. No, I'm not so good at that. But last summer I gave 9 shiurim on the inyan of jealousy, on jealousy, on envy. 9 shiurim. I'm working on the inyan of overcoming jealousy, which is also it's a good thing if you have a chance during the summer. The shul hasn't, they're not out yet. There is one of them that I lost one tape, so I have to give that sometime, I guess, to my wife in the house or something. So I have to work on it. But that would be kedai if you have a chance. It goes together with a lot of the things that we did this year. Those two in Yonim really have a lot that they share. So once again, Shkoyach and Hashem's will should help us, that we should be zeichah to see the tefillah of the tzaddik, the kuyim in our lives, in our children's lives, and we should be zeichah mitzvah Hashem, that tahareinu, that will tire us, that Hashem's will should purify us from all things that are negative, from all impurities, and we should be zeichah for the gula Hashem v'amid this one.